Due to recent budget cuts in the state of Pennsylvania, the school district of Philadelphia has cut many vital things from schools, including laying off teachers, closing schools, cutting extracurricular activities, and eliminating graduation ceremonies. Just to name a few, now they're laying off 51 school nurses. Now, one nurse has to cover several different schools. This will leave 32,900 additional students without a nurse in their school on any given day. For the past few weeks, school nurses have been rallying outside of the School District of Philadelphia headquarters to demand that school nurses get rehired. Eileen, a school nurse, speaks about nurses that have been removed from their building due to the budget cuts.
That many people are not in their building, and there's another nurse now in their building.
Right.
It's ridiculous. This administration should be ashamed of the way this was handled. We think they threw the numbers up in the air, let them fall where they may, and said, okay, here's your assignment. They have no idea the risk that they're putting the students of Philadelphia in by all this shuffling that they did, because they're looking at numbers and they're not looking at continuity of care for the students of Philadelphia. It's a disgrace. I'm angry. I'm going to be here every week, and I want to demand city council, the mayor, the state legislators, and Corbett to fix it. That's the right. Money is there, and need it here.
That's right.
Thank you, everybody.
During the rally, several different nurses talked about the danger that students will face.
Well, we want people to know how endangered the children of Philadelphia are. First of all, you're having non-professionals giving out medications, looking at kids, asking to assess kids where they don't have the assessment skills. People get panicked. They don't know how to act in the event of an emergency. They might not understand the subtle signs that kids might have if they're really ill, because they're not trained to do it.
One of two ways. Kids with serious problems don't get notice, or kids don't get their medication on time because there's not a nurse there to give it. Or the other thing that happens, if the nurse isn't in the building, is a kid with nothing wrong with them gets an ambulance call, and the parent ends up getting a bill for a couple of $100 for an ambulance being called. It wasn't really necessary, because if the nurse would have been there, the nurse would have said, get up, there's nothing wrong with you. But you can't expect a teacher to do that.
Kids get treatments, respiratory treatments, like albuterol, nebulizer. No one could do that but the child, if he's able, or a nurse. Administrators can't do it. We have diabetics, students who are diabetics. They cannot administer insulin if you got a five-year-old who's not used to, not used to self-administering. So it's heartening. It's sad. I never in my life thought I would be in my career around so many friends and so many people being laid off at one time. But it's all about the kids and the way they did it. You don't lay off nobody before Christmas or any holiday, you know? That's sad.
The process of laying off school nurses was not thought through very well. It seems that this decision was made without considering the impact that it would have on our students, our schools, and our district.
We don't think that anybody ever really looked at this in an intelligent way and figured out how it was going to impact the children. As we said, on any given day, almost 33,000 students will not have a nurse. So we want, and we feel that there is money available and that no one was creative enough to figure out how this could be done in a way that would protect the children. And we're asking people to do that. And we're going to be here every Wednesday until we get our answers.
School nurses also feel forever who have lost their jobs due to budget cuts.
I wanted to say we have focused on the school nurse because we do have a very unique situation. But we are very much in sympathy with all of our school district friends and colleagues who have lost jobs recently.
Amen.
Most of us who work in schools look around and there are no extra personnel, and it is a total safety risk across the board.
Has it really come down to putting students' health at risk just to save a few million dollars? I am Bernard Nesmith for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.